Hello, let's do it again. It's time to learn American English and hear about interesting things going on around the world. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we will begin with a story from Pakistan. It involves the fight against polio. Then, for something completely different, we travel to China. It appears that economic and lifestyle changes are encouraging more Chinese to own and ride horses. What's the story? Stay with us. Details are about 5 minutes away. Now, here is part one. Pakistan has arrested hundreds of parents and ordered police to arrest hundreds more for failing to cooperate in efforts to stop polio. Officials acted because the parents refused to have their children vaccinated against the disease. They would not let healthcare workers give polio vaccine to the children. The Pakistani government action is part of new efforts to fight the disease. Pakistan is one of only three countries where polio virus remains a problem. The parents were arrested during a polio vaccination campaign in the northwestern province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Polio cases have been confirmed in the area. The detained parents were sent to jails for refusing the polio vaccine for their children. Officials say the detainees will be freed only after writing an apology and promising their children will get the vaccine. The 3-day campaign aimed to vaccinate more than 2.7 million children across Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. In 2014, Pakistan reported 306 new polio cases, its highest number in 14 years. This year, the country has recorded 13 polio cases, mostly in the northwest. The rise in cases last year led international donors to pressure the government to make sure immunization campaigns reach every child. Rotary International is among the donors helping Pakistan and other countries improve their anti-polio efforts. Aziz Mehman is the group's national Polio Plus chair for Pakistan. He admits security concerns and political unrest have hurt the effort. He says the country can help remove polio as a health threat.
We are almost done. Pakistan is a tumbling block, and hopefully in a year you'll see that the plans we have, we will be able to give you some good news.
Mr. Mehman and United Nations health officials are hopeful that Pakistan's new measures can help it defeat polio in the coming years. They point to the country's effective immunization campaigns in earlier years. Those efforts left officials to declare Pakistan nearly polio-free in 2012. Religious groups in rural Pakistan have long seen the anti-polio campaign as part of a Western plot to keep Muslims from reproducing. And Islamic militants suspect Western governments are using the campaign to gather intelligence. That suspicion results from reports 4 years ago that America's Central Intelligence Agency organized an effort to vaccinate Pakistanis against hepatitis. CIA agents were said to have used the immunization drive to find Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The suspicion of CIA involvement has led to deadly attacks on anti-polio teams and bans on vaccination campaigns in tribal areas of Pakistan. The resulting violence led to the death of more than 70 people, including healthcare workers. Last Monday, security concerns forced health officials in Balochistan province to postpone a 10-day polio immunization campaign. Health workers also demonstrated in the Jobe area of Balochistan to protest the killings last month of four members of a polio team. The protesters demanded Pakistan's government bring those responsible to justice. You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Across Asia, the increase in sales of high-priced goods and services has been partly fueled by the rise of China's middle class. Among the activities enjoyed by some wealthy Chinese is the ownership of horses. The quality of life tied to horses and horse ownership has become a new sign of success among a small but growing number of people in China. Mario Ritter joins us with details.
Sports involving horses have not always been permitted in China. Former Chinese leader Mao Zedong banned horse racing in 1949. More than 60 years later, racetracks, polo fields, and jockey clubs are opening for business in Chinese cities. And there is a rising number of horses imported from overseas. Mike Nyeshka is with Equestrian Globe, a German company that imports horses into China. It also builds equestrian facilities and sells riding gear and equipment.
China has seen a huge increase in the equestrian world and the equestrian market in general, and the interest in horses and horse sports over the last 10 years and the last 5 years intensively.
China now has 25 horse racing tracks and 300 equestrian clubs. Land developers are building a $2 billion equestrian center in the city of Tianjin. It is called the Tianjin Equine Culture City. The developers have promised to build 4,000 stables to house horses. They have also said they will build a state-of-the-art medical center for the animals, 150 trainer offices, and training areas. The development also will include a race course, clubhouse, and an international equestrian college. Shen Ge lives in Beijing. He buys horses. His 15-year-old daughter, Shen Qing, is one of the youngest competitive riders in China. She competes internationally in show jumping. Shen Ge says there is a real interest in equestrian sports in China. But bad dealings between European horse sellers and Chinese buyers have damaged trust in the international market. He notes examples of Chinese buyers attempting to negotiate deals for horses and then canceling contracts at the last minute. He says some buyers even disappeared after a horse was sent to China and the seller had already spent thousands of dollars on shipping. Such stories do not concern American David Snodgrass. He brought the first American quarter horses to China. He says the Chinese market for quarter horses has increased in the past few years.
We work in saddlebreds and standardbred. With those breeds, we've seen steady growth over the last, I would say, the last 3 or 4 years.
Horse sellers say the market will only grow as interest in the sport increases. Shen Ge has built his career in business marketing. He says his love of horses keeps him in the stables during most of his free time. He has passed this interest to his daughter, Shen Qing. He says she represents the future of the Chinese equestrian market. This month, Qing will travel to Italy for yet another international jumping competition. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. You are listening to The Voice of America.